at Dye Preserve Golf Club in Jupiter. Final round of the Root Gel Mid-Amateur Stroke Play today. Tommy, good morning to you. Thank you, as always, for joining us on the program.
Good morning, Russ. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And then my esteemed co-host, Patrick Rooney Jr., he's feeling peppy today after a opening round 77 yesterday. Has him 8 shots back of the lead, which is held by a couple of guys, including Mike Weeks, who's one hell of a stick. And so Pat today is going to be hunting a top 10 at the Dye Preserve.
Yeah, I think I got to go 65, 64 today, Russ. Shot.
What do you think, Tommy?
Well, he's only 7 shots back.
Yeah, I know. You
never
know. It's a lot for me.
But good playing, Pat. Still pretty good playing.
I'll take it, believe me.
This is a phenomenal track, Tommy. A Dye Preserve Golf Club in Jupiter, a private course up here in northern Palm Beach County. Of course, a Pete Dye design. As we know, Pete Dye designs are, you know, always phenomenal tracks. Tough courses, though. Pete is known to be a stickler and really design tough golf courses. First round yesterday, how did it go? How did the course play?
The course held up great. It is a good golf course. It was a tough weather day. We had a lot of showers during the day, on and off showers throughout the throughout the whole round. So it played tough, but it's nice to see a couple good scores there, 269s, and really you can look at the last four groups. I mean, 73 and under. So it's a good leaderboard.
Hey, and Tom, unless people think that golf is a non-contact sport, talk about the poor guy on 17 yesterday that ended up breaking his wrist.
Oh,
yeah, that was... It was tough to hear about, but I guess he was lining up a putt on 17 and just wasn't aware of what was behind him and just kept walking back, and before you know it, he's falling off the edge of the railroad ties there right into the water.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, tried to brace himself on the way down and broke his left wrist. So,
needless to say, he's...
night, everything's good, but he's going to have a cast down for about 4 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's a WD today for the final round.
See, Russ, it's a tough sport.
Wow, I know it's a tough
sport.
I'm not in this field this week because I got a tweaked shoulder from hitting too many balls on the driving range. So I fully understand the physical dangers of golf. Tommy Balin, the executive director of the Palm Beach County Golf Association, joining us here live at Dye Preserve Golf Club in Jupiter today. Final round of the Root Gel Mid-Amateur Stroke Play. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And Tommy, each and every year, the PBCGA season gets better and better, more tournaments at even better tracks. And I mean, today's a perfect example, playing at Dye Preserve. You played a couple weeks ago in the County Am at Bears Club as well as Loxahatchee Club. How's the season gone so far?
It's been going great, Russ. Like you said, we've had the opportunity to play some really good golf courses this year, and we're grateful for that. And the competition's been been good as well. So overall, it's been a good start. We're still got another half of the season left, and looking forward to that.
Tommy, why don't you describe a little bit about people that might be interested in playing? It's not just for single-digit handicappers or guys that are ex-pros or anything like that. Talk a little bit about what the PBCGA offers to golfers of all varieties, and then, you know, how would they join and you know, those types of things, your website. Talk a little bit about getting involved with the County Golf Association.
Sure. Well, you know, we do have our core events, our scratch event. This happens to be one of them. Obviously, the County Amateur is a scratch event, but not all of them are. We utilize handicap to make it fair for, all amateurs. You know, if you're a 16, 17 handicapper, you can still find tournaments to play in on our schedule and have a chance to win a net prize. So it's not just the scratch golfer. Obviously, there's a lot of great golfers in this area, so... makes it competitive in some of those events, but there's a lot to choose from. We have 22 events a year. We start up in April each year, finish in November. Our final tournament will be November 15th this year. And to join, just go to the website, pbcga.org, or you can call us at 561-625-0400. We charge a membership fee for the year, but you also receive a discount card at 10 area golf courses, so it's a good value, and you also help the association raise money for scholarships, and that's one of the neat things. At the end of the year, we're able to give out roughly $20,000 in scholarships to area students, so proud of that, and it's just a good organization.
And Tommy, last thing before we let you go, and we're really excited about this. We're out here today at the Root Gel Mid-Am, and next week we're going to be out and on site in Hobe Sound at the Parent Child, the Honda Classic. parent-child tournament. Pat, you're going to be playing with your son Anthony, so that's really exciting. Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, going to be out there playing with his son Charlie. We're looking forward to that next week, Tommy.
Yeah, that should be a fun event. It's great to have the kids out there. And, you know, we get, I think Pat's son's, what, 9 or 10 years old, so we have him, you know, from 10 years old to
he's a big 10. I think he's like 5'9 already at 10 years old.
Just getting that from
his mother.
Well,
they played last year and did pretty well. We have it's kind of fun. We have a 13 and under division this year, so we'll have 6 teams in that. So it gives them another opportunity to win a prize, which is kind of fun.
And, again, the contact information for the Palm Beach County Golf Association, the phone number is 561-625-0400, website pbcga.org. Again, the website is pbcga.org, Palm Beach County Golf Association.org, or call 561-625-0400. Tommy Balin is the executive director of the PBCGA. Great guy, good friend of the program. Tommy, good luck in today's final round. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, guys.